On Sunday the 4th of March, I spoke to John Zimmerman of Islington, London, regarding the film that he took of some objects flying over Archway on February the 1st, 2007. So here is the interview.
So, can you tell us about the events that led up to you filming the objects?
Yeah, well, around about 5:30 that evening, I was walking southbound Holloway Road. I was actually going to the shops when I saw some people hanging around and looking up in the sky. When I looked up, I saw about a dozen or so moving objects, and they were sort of glowing, so I stood there and watched as well.
And you'd taken your camera out with you and to go out to the shops, you don't normally take your camera, so what was the reason you took your camera, do you think?
Well, I bought this fairly new digital camera, and because I've liked photography in the past, I've always sort of thought, I'd carry it around with me now to justify, using it, really. Mm-hmm. And so it was actually a Canon PowerShot A710 with image stabilisation, mm-hmm. Which I wanted to try out. And so I had it with me, and I set it on the video mode rather than just stills,
yeah.
And that's when I took my clip.
Fine. And how did other people react to seeing the objects?
Well, they were quite intrigued, really, and I think there were lots of people who were baffled, like I was, really, about what they were.
And what other things did you see? Because when we spoke before, you mentioned that you saw something else or around the time of the objects.
Yes, well, I walked on a little bit, about 10 yards or so, and I actually saw a helicopter, and it was hovering, and it seemed to me it was monitoring the situation. It's a very dark helicopter as well, not really like one I've seen before, but it's definitely a helicopter. After about 10 minutes or so, I actually saw a low-flying airplane going across towards them. And what struck me, though, was how low it was and how very quiet compared to other aircraft that I've heard in the past.
And did you sort of recognise what type of aircraft it was, or again, did it look unfamiliar?
It was sort of unfamiliar. It looked like some sort of observational aircraft. That's all I can say, really. I haven't seen some similar pictures of them on TV, etc., in films. It wasn't like a jet or anything like that, like a passenger jet. So it was quite interesting, really.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, this has been reported, quite a lot, that people will either see helicopters going over or, commonly black helicopters, which would sound similar to what you described, although I know you didn't just use those words there, but do you think it was a black helicopter?
Yes, it was. Well, it was very dark anyway. So I thought it was something out of the ordinary. It wasn't your typical helicopter that normally flies over, which we do get quite a few over here now and again. So it was quite different.
Okay, thanks. And one of the other things I like to ask is, did you experience any unusual feelings immediately before or after the sighting?
I have to say that I really didn't. When I was watching them, actually, I mean, I felt quite calm about it and quite, very interested in what I was seeing. But I didn't feel any sort of effects, if you like.
Yeah. So, no. Okay. And how much attention or interest have you received about your sighting and your film?
Well, I'm quite surprised, really, because since the local Islington Gazette newspaper put it up on their website, it seems like there's been people from all over the world who have watched it and have commented about it, and that surprised me, really. Mm. That they've given their take on what the objects were. So it's quite interesting to actually read about what they think that they're looking at.
Right. But, have you had any sort of TV companies or other sort of odd people contact you apart from me?
Yes, I've recently had one other person who would like to use my film in a pilot, which he might send to Sky TV for a possible series. It's very very early days yet, and I have yet to reply, but that was out of the blue as well, really. So, again, I'm quite surprised that people are taking such an interest in it.
Okay. And the next question I thought of was, what do you think the objects were?
I honestly don't know. I really don't know. There was something I hadn't seen before,
mm-hmm.
and it's very difficult for me to say what they were or what they weren't. There is the theory that they might be Chinese lanterns, but I haven't seen Chinese lanterns, so I have no idea if they're what they say they are. I'm very open-minded as to what they were, but they were very unusual, and I have to say, I was very, very intrigued about the whole experience of seeing them anyway.
Now, I think one question I missed out earlier on was, what happened to the objects after you filmed them?
Well, unfortunately, after I filmed them, I went into a building, so I left them while they were still in the sky. I didn't actually see them disappear.
Right.
So I couldn't really say what happened to them.
Okay.
And of course, when I came out of the building, they were gone.
Right. Okay. And then, how have your friends and family reacted, if at all, to seeing your video? What do they think of it?
Well, they're quite interested, really, and quite bemused about it all. Some of my friends are very open-minded about all this, and they're just fascinated by it all, really.
Okay, and when I got in touch with you a couple of weeks ago, I sent you some other sort of DVDs and things, and you know, wondered if you had any thoughts or feelings, having looked at the information on some of those, as to whether you think these objects, you know, might have been intelligently controlled, or whether you think that certain things might be going on which we're not being told the truth about. What you know, have you got any thoughts on that at all?
Well, again, as I said, I'm very open-minded about these things, and I think the video clip that I took could possibly fall into that sort of category. They may be UFOs. The way they were moving and that they were sort of glowing and stuff like that, it was different to anything I've seen before. And as far as I could say, that they were unidentified to me anyway, flying objects. And I could possibly believe that they were part of some paranormal experience, or you know, some craft from another planet. I'd like to think they were, really.
And you know, one of the things that struck me, and I think struck a number of people that I know when they saw your film, was the similarity to some of the sightings that have been happened in Mexico in the last sort of few years, and I believe you watched the video of that I sent you, and sort of wondered, you know, if you thought about that at all, what you thought about the sightings in Mexico, for example.
Yes, well, I was very fascinated to watch that, and I was watching it with my friend, actually, and we were very, very interested in thinking, yes, you know, that's sort of maybe the sort of thing that I saw myself, the groupings and the sort of formations, etc. And we could well believe that that could be part of that sort of scenario.
Sure. Okay, and sort of the last question really I had was, at this point in time, was, have you seen any other objects before, or experienced anything like this before taking your film?
Well, I have to say, I haven't seen anything like this before, and I would like to think that I would see it again, for I've already got my camera ready.
Yeah.
But no, I have to say I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Right, well, I think that's all the questions I had at this point, John, so I think we both agreed that neither of us were used to doing telephone interviews particularly, so I'd just like to thank you very much indeed for being so helpful with answering the questions, and with, you know, allowing me to sort of get the original copy of your film and sending me a disc. It was great, And we're going to pass this on now to some other people who will hopefully share our interest in your clip, and I think it will go down in history as quite an important sighting over a major city in Europe, of which there aren't that many video clips. So again, thank you very much.
And thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.